Test. You got me?
Yep.
Test. Test. Test.
Test.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Monday, all the live long day. It's Monday and Boomer's not on the board today. We got somehow wrangled into letting him have a day or two off. So Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm a little nervous. That's all right.
Look, man, you were launching weapon systems and jamming radars from the back of an EA-6B Prowler. So come on, this ain't nothing.
Yeah, but there wasn't anybody listening to me.
Hopefully the guy in the front seat was listening.
Yeah. Well, there was that. But no, I'm excited to be here.
So yeah, we're glad you're here. So far, it's working. Appreciate you.
We'll see.
God almighty.
Hopefully folks will start texting in, and then we'll really know.
Speaking of which, the text lines are indeed open. You're welcome to jump on them right now. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. At 3 o'clock today, coming up top of the hour, Matt Clark, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. You know him. He's been on the show many times. But Matt Clark will be here because we're going to be dialoguing about that Supreme Court decision that came down last week. Are we done? Is that ruling finished? We'll talk about it. So that's 3 o'clock with Matt Clark. 3:30, our friend Jeff Poor, who is now the newly christened editor-in-chief of 1819 News, is going to be coming on to talk about some additional considerations regarding that SCOTUS decision. Like, oh, I don't know, could there be another Democrat who jumps in the race against Terry Sewell? Or will we wind up seeing Terry Sewell lose her race because they divided up her base and we now wind up with 7 Republican congressmen? Interesting. Okay, we'll talk about all of that with Jeff Poor at 3:30. And then there's this whole triple dipper. So hit it, Butters.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right. Triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you've got to know as we run today's show. Number 1, election machinations. So if you're not familiar, election integrity has been a thing. You have to be under a rock not to know that. But election integrity, it depends on who you are reading. Some would say it's a right-wing ploy. It's the big lie. Others will say we better tighten up. We can't let that happen again. Well, we're going to talk about election machinations to include those conversations with Matt Clark and Jeff Poor coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So there's that. Number 1, triple dipper, election machinations. Number 2, adventures in woke world. You know the deal. I mean, every once in a while when I'm resourcing the show, I'm like, good Lord, look at that wokeness. Hey, how much wokeness can we get? All the wokeness. Oh, my word. And I wind up with like a buffet, a plethora, a vast cornucopia, if you will, of wokeness. And so, yeah, number 2, triple dipper, we'll be doing adventures in woke world. And then number 3, we'll go international. Stories are out right now that the Biden administration is confirming that it's been aware for some time that apparently China has put a spy base in Cuba. That sounds a lot like the 1960s, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, China has got all kinds of things going on. Where are they on the world stage? What are they doing in the Middle East? What are they doing in South America? What are they doing in Cuba? We're going to talk about all of that. China Rising, number 3 on the triple dipper. That's China Rising. All right. Let me jump over here to my comments. And I'll say this. Over the last few shows, I kicked off the day with a monologue that covered some of the principles that I believe in that make me a conservative. Some of the tenets of my belief system, things that I adhere to or choose to espouse that I believe are part of what makes me a conservative. Because remember, I'm a conservative first and a Republican second. And my goal in doing this is for each one of you to get fired up. I mean, some of you out there have a true belief that is rooted in customs and faith. You know you're a conservative. But if you're like me, sometimes you got to pause and figure out, how do I express that in a way that makes sense? How do you describe what you know you believe in a way that puts it right down there where the baby goats can get to it? I mean, it's not enough to just think or say, I'm a conservative, and then strut off into the sunset like we just won the day. We have to be able to give an adequate explanation. So last week I talked about the fact that I'm a conservative because I believe in the nature of freedom, and I believe that every law we pass, every regulation promulgated, should first be examined under the auspices of whether or not freedom is promoted or harmed by it. I also took some time on the next day to unpack the notion that the Constitution is not meant to be a living document able to float and to vary with the times, that we need the courts to uphold and defend the Constitution through what we call a strict construction. But today I'm going to spend some time unpacking what I believe a conservative position should be on money, taxation, fiscal policy. When does the government actually have enough of our money? It's a fair question. Hey, government, when's enough enough? Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Now, let me caveat this conversation by saying that I understand that it costs money to run even the most basic of government actions. The military, education, prisons, law enforcement, building roads and bridges, paying for the workers who provide those services. I get it. Government does cost money. I'm not arguing that point. I'm not talking about the basic functions of government, though. I'm not even talking about, you know, every aspect of what some governments do that technically goes beyond the basics. What I'm talking about is the misguided concept that government needs to do everything. And because government needs to do everything, there must continue to be more and more growth in government, right? Liberals believe in the necessity to grow government to greater and greater levels to be able to provide everything, which means that government needs more money so it can do everything, which means that government has to tax everything. Now, let me tell you, it's funny to me that I feel this way given the fact that I had to learn about personal finances the hard way. When I was a kid, if my birthday card had a $5 bill in it, man, the next morning I was at the store hunting down the latest comic books and buying candy and whatever else I did not need but just wanted to have. My dad would say, son, that money's burning a hole in your pocket. On the flip side, my kids are grown and they're already so much better at finances than I was at their age. I mean, both have already made wise decisions paying off their debts. They're saving for retirement. They're actually working with a plan. I remember my son when he was 3. He loved Skittles, so I bought him a pack. He and I were walking through the mall, a little 3-year-old guy, and I was holding his hand. And I looked down, and I saw him holding that pack of Skittles in the other hand. And I asked him, I said, hey, buddy, you want me to open your Skittles? No, he said. Why not, bud? I might need them later. 3 years old, and he already had the idea of delayed gratification and savings down pat. Wow. Well, government, though, government acts too much like what I did when I was young. Money! We got money! Let's find something to spend it on! Or better yet, here's something to spend money on, so give us more of yours so we can spend it! It's the attitude that causes liberals in government, and too often, even so-called conservatives, to use those special phrases. You know the ones they use. Things like, pay their fair share. What's fair? Oh, they define fair. Tax the rich. Well, who qualifies as rich? Oh, they get to define rich. Surplus. Oh, you mean you collected too much of our tax dollars. Biggest budgets ever. Oh, you mean you had more, so you spent more. Well, look, economists of all persuasions, liberal or conservative, they all agree that there is a point of diminishing returns. There's a point when government has collected so much in taxation that the producers in society choose to actually scale back their productivity just to avoid paying more in taxes. It's actually a thing. In economics, it's called the Laffer curve, L-A-F-F-E-R, the Laffer curve. As taxation increases, so does government revenue, causing the curve to go up. But as it hits that magic point, that point when taxpayers begin to push back and say, enough, taxable productivity begins to wane and therefore revenue goes down. I mean, picture it in your head. If the government taxes you at 0%, the government gets zero revenue. But on the other hand, If the government taxes you at 100%, then no one's going to want to work, and so the government also gets zero. The Laffer curve is the up or down in between those two points. But here's a small example of the Laffer curve at work. When I was a kid growing up in South Huntsville, everybody knew that gas was cheaper right across the Tennessee River Bridge. Gasoline Alley, we called it. Gas stations just lined up. Huntsville back then had the highest municipal gas tax rate of anyone around. It was 4 or 5 cents cheaper per gallon across the bridge. Huntsville may have gotten more revenue to a point, but at some point, South Huntsville went to Gasoline Alley to avoid taxation, and Huntsville therefore got less revenue. That's the Laffer curve working for you at a local level. That's when you got to figure out, okay, at some point, enough is enough. So yeah, I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative because I believe the first choice every time should be to live within our current means. I'm a conservative, so I believe that if government has a surplus, that means they've taken too much and they should give some of it back in the form of a tax cut. I'm a conservative, so I believe that just because someone in government has a new idea does not mean they should be allowed to upsize government, form new departments and commissions, fill them up with more employees and infrastructure, thereby increasing spending. So yeah, I'm a conservative, because I believe that government surpluses should only be because of good management, not because of increased taxation. That good financial standing in government should somehow result in a reward or a tax cut for individuals. That just because you've got it doesn't mean spend it. That just because you can grow government doesn't mean you should. I'm a conservative, because I recognize that government exists because of the willingness of its citizens to pay into the system for the benefit of government, but that every citizen has their point. That point on the Laffer curve, that point where they leave for Gasoline Alley, that because government didn't know where to stop taking our money and spending it. I'm a conservative, because when it comes to taxation, I believe that there's a point when enough is enough. And when it comes to government spending, I believe that less is more. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. One more round in the why I'm a conservative thing. And I just, man, this is so important. It's just so important. It's just so important to go ahead and recognize that the truth is we can see government taking money. And if they have a surplus, it might mean they took too much to begin with. But I'm just telling you, there's a point when that Laffer curve gets into a point of diminishing returns. And they need to recognize that you keep on taking, at some point we stop producing just to avoid having more taken. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.